Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed are the opinions of personalities hosting Gorilla Position are no way, shape, or form affiliated with any wrestling federations. All comments and opinions belong solely to the host and should be regarded as such. Now it's time to get to Gorilla.
All right, well, I guess I'm live. I'm currently in DMs with the other gorilla, Hammer, asking me if I can hear him, and much like the last episode of Gorilla Position Radio, I definitely cannot. So that's how we're starting this again today. But if you are tuning in, thank you for getting to Gorilla. My name is Alex James Nightmare, AJK, your current reigning Valiant World Heavyweight Champion. And I would like to welcome you to this episode of Gorilla Position Radio. We like to cover all things professional wrestling, real life, and in Second Life. And yeah, I am very happy to be here. Hammer, if you can hear me, I really hope that you can figure out how ever you worked your magic to get back on the show with us last time, because this is way better as a two-person show. But then again, I do carry most of this on my back, so, I mean, I got it. It's no big deal. Today, we are going to be talking about some of our favorite matches in our, well, my short yet incredibly illustrious career in Second Life Wrestling. Hammer's been around a little bit longer, and he's had some accomplishments too, so he'll go ahead and recap those once he gets connected and put through. Also, we have a pretty special announcement that we're going to be making throughout the show. I'm not going to tell you all when, so you're going to have to stick around. It could be 5 minutes from now. It could be 15. It could be 20, 30 minutes. Who knows? But we have a special announcement that will be made during this episode of Gorilla Position Radio. Hammer, no, I do not hear you. I don't know if it's just me, if anybody else is listening in on the show and has my Skype, or if you have my Twitter. You can follow me at AJ Nightmare, and you want to send me a DM and let me know if you could hear Hammer through your speaker, wherever you're listening to, in your car, on your PC. Do people still have iPods? Zooms? If you're listening to Gorilla Position Radio on your Zoom, first off, I'm going to tell you right now, just go ahead and turn that off. Throw that away. Go on Amazon, just, you know, or pull out your phone. I don't know what you're doing with the Zoom here in the year 2021, year of our Lord. But Hammer, I hope we can get you in here as soon as we possibly can. But I guess I will start. There have actually been more than one moment that sticks out in my mind when I think about my favorite moments in my career in Second Life professional wrestling. It's so weird to call it that. it really, like, I'm a grizzled vet of the pro wrestling scene here in my secret lab Titan chair in front of my PC. let me tell you youngins about how it was back in the day. But no, especially during the pandemic, this hobby has given me the opportunity to have a lot of cool moments. I'm not really exaggerating when I say that. I've had the pleasure and the fortune of working with a lot of people in this hobby. I guess you can call it a hobby. Ranging from people on the anthro side all the way to the human side, people that have been in their first match with me, all the way up to people that have been doing this for, a decade now. Like, I think Drewski started in, like, 2012. So, yeah, damn near deck. Drewski, if you're listening, you old crusty fuck. sorry for cursing. I don't want our sponsors. I don't want our sponsors to get pulled over our cursing. But man, it's hard to believe that this thing's been around for almost that long, a decade. But I do have a couple of highlights. You know, Henry Parker, I've gotten close to him, especially since I started working with him in RWA. He's a good dude. He really is. He's taught me a lot. And one of the things Henry passed on to me that I started doing was, if you know Henry, he's very meticulous. He likes keeping records of everything, like all of his accomplishments. He's very meticulous, so he can draw back on some type of nugget of wisdom or what have you. But he and I were just we were just shooting it in voice one day, and he's just like, hey man, do you keep a note card or a record of like all your matches? And I said, no, that's something crazy people do. Why would anybody do that? And he's like, I'm serious, just like a note card with dates of like all your matches and accomplishments. So I said, you know what, that's actually a pretty cool idea. So I started doing it since then. Sorry, I got a Discord message and I have a husky brain, so it's very hard for me to focus on more than two things at the same time. But I would say October of last year, it was the blow off to, I guess, my first major feud. It wasn't really a Oh, I think that's Hammer trying to,
there we
trying.
Go.
Hey, I was just having fun talking to the audience and carrying the show without you here. Now that you're here, I guess.
Oh, thanks, man.
Did you have calling in again?
Yeah, I ended up having to just call in.
Sorry. I was just starting off with the one of my favorite matches and moments. I was gonna go through the whole list. You were gonna get the whole chronological career of Alex James Nightmare from August of 2020 up until yesterday, until you came here. So, everybody, let's have a big hand for Hammer. He decided to show up.
Yeah. I mean, what would Blog Talk Radio be without, or what would the Real Position Radio be without, you know, a little bit of technical difficulty again? So this absolutely has to mean that next time it's your turn to have whatever issue. So
I'm
good to know.
I'm 2 for 3. I'm 2 for 3.
Right.
I'm doing great.
Right. I was perfectly fine first episode, and then I don't know. Same browsers, same microphone, same everything, and it's just like, nah bro, I'm good. But you said it's been August 2020 is when you started wrestling?
August of 2020, yeah.
Oh, man. You are a lot fresher than me.
Yeah.
September of 18?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. I applied to train in FWF July of 2020, that summer.
Yeah, and I believe July or June of 2018. Hilariously, and Seth will tell anybody that asks, he thought that I was going to not pan out and I wouldn't make it out of training because I was working a different job where I could not change my days, the days that I worked. And so I was only able to make, because it was a rotating schedule, I was only able to make every other week. So because of real life obligations, walking in the door and saying, yeah, I'm here, but I'm only wrestling every other week. They're like, I don't know about this one.
Kind of sussy. Looking a little sus, bro.
Right. So if it had been like some of the other places that I've heard of, like you can't do what? What are your requirements? No, we're good. You're not going to wrestle here. Bye.
Oof.
Yeah, that's how your boy ended up in VWE whenever he first got to VWE.
Oh, I heard extensively how he ended up there.
Yeah. Some people just operate different.
Built different. I'm going to go ahead and send this tweet out. I'm very excited to share this announcement with everybody. We're just going to drop
it
on them.
It's going to be dope.
We're going to drop it on them like mid-story. We're not going to tell them when it's going to happen. We're just going to drop it.
We're just going to be talking about, oh, yeah, so, you know, we were doing this thing, and oh, by the way, big announcement, boom.
Big announcement.
So,
yeah. Drop it.
Just slide that on in there.
Also going to go ahead and tweet this.
I'm very excited for this announcement. You know, I always, my goal is to always give something to SL Wrestling, whether that be memorable matches, memorable moments, promos, whatever. Just give something. And this time, you know, as a business blog, or as a business, Gorilla Position Radio is able to give something to pro wrestling. So that's dope. But favorite matches. So in the just shy of a year and a half of you doing this, or a year and a quarter of you doing this dance, what would you say? Who's been across the ring from you in your favorite match?
My favorite match was, I have a lot of them, and I know that's like such a cop-out answer, but I can tell you that my favorite moment in a match was probably when I dropped the title to Charlie in March of last year.
That was a hell of a match. I was there for that one.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite match and my favorite moment. I wish I had the recording of it still, because you could see the little Second Life give inventory line going from like my avatar to Charlie's avatar after it was over, when we were both laying on the ground after I jumped off the balcony, and I'm just like, that's so fucking poetic. Like, I know it's gay, but it made me so unbelievably happy. And yeah, I think that might have been my favorite. Working with Cody might be, no, Cody's probably my third. If you're listening, Cody, I'm sorry. I'd probably do dropping the title to Charlie, working with Dylan at Sylvania Square's Pride event when we were raising funds for the Trevor Project. It's probably my, like, one in, like, if those are like 1A and 1B, those are probably my two. Yeah, working with Charlie and Dylan.
Let me see. Favorite moment for me. Going against, God, who was I going against? It was me, Drake, Edwards, Knight, and Rhett Toss-a-Lot in a fatal four-way match for the VWE National Heavyweight Championship. And the reactions as I, at one point, swung Drake back and forth like a weapon, just smacking the crap out of Knight and Rex, and then power bombing Drake onto, I believe, Rex. Just having a match full of me beating bitches with other bitches, and hearing commentary lose their mind as I'm doing this, as I'm just juggernauting my way through this one, was pretty awesome. Other than that, big moments. One of the favorite ones, kind of similar, in the same vein as you with Charlie. My very first Clash at the Beach, which was Pulse's version of Beach Brawl, our summer event. It was me versus Vance Easterwood on Pulse, and going down to him, giving him the win over me right there. And just the reaction to him winning, the reaction to Kirok's face turn and separation from Hammer as being this evil faction leader and everything at that point, that was awesome. Like, that's one of the – I get more enjoyment out of getting people huge reactions than I do necessarily getting a reaction myself.
I agree. That was the best part of being a heel, was when I had my heel run, was just setting myself up and letting whoever was working that was a face, like whenever they got their moments to hear the crowd pop for them, that was the best part for me. Like, as weird as it might seem to somebody on the outside, like, I always think giving back and, like, finishing your run is way more gratifying than, like, winning a title or winning anything, if that's weird.
Right.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. It's been great. Trying to think. Outside of VWE stuff, I haven't really done too much. I've done 3 of the 4 charity events that Henry has held, not counting Parker Hooley. That wasn't necessarily a charity event. It was just a one-off show.
Mm-hmm.
But his muscular dystrophy shows, I've done 3 out of 4. Faced Pasta my first year, and then Henry my second year, I believe, and then Drewski my third year. Maybe I got Drewski and Henry backwards. But, well, Henry pointed out the number of similarities between our characters never mind the size difference between us, because Henry's a twerp. But,
oh, jeez.
You know.
I can't have you clowning my boss like that, bro.
Hey, that's my boy. I love him. He's a small man.
He is small. He is very tiny. He needs a booster seat on his stool to do commentary to RWA. That is true. That is true.
Petite, if you will.
We have petite bottoms, sir. Those are called twinks.
But facing Henry was a hell of a match. That was awesome. He's one of the people that like actually gets me excited. Just prepping for the match, not even the actual match, just prepping gets you excited to work with him.
Can confirm, working with him just yesterday, he hasn't changed a bit. Like, when we were getting ready to do our match, I had this idea. I was working with Henry, and I was working with Ray as Johnny Reynolds, the heel and his heel character in Valiant. And
right.
I have this idea where if you do a Tree of Woe in Second Life Wrestling, you know the animation. If you take a garbage can, like, it looks like you're throwing a motherfucker in a garbage can. So
right.
I'm like, I gotta put one of you two in the garbage can. I have to put one of you two. And Henry right away is like, oh, it's gotta be me. I'll go in the garbage can. I'll stay in there for the rest of the match. Like, just working with him, he's super cool, super laid back, and he's very much he's a team player. Like, he's not selfish at all. He just wants everyone to have fun and look their best. It's so refreshing. Pasta's the same way too, man.
Like,
I think
we gotta. Oh, one sec. We've got a caller. Let's get them in here. See what they've got to say. Hello.
Is it right?
Hello. This is your captain speaking. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, Falcone.
Hey,
what's up, Birdie?
Oh, I'm just seeing what's going on, and I just listened to a couple of things going on. You know me. I'm just only here just to call and just carry everybody.
I'm just sitting here, talking about our favorite matches and stuff. Talking about what what we've done and what we've done, what we've experienced.
Oh, you mind if I share a story?
We'll be here for the rest of the show. Go for it.
All right, so I've had actually several fantasy matches with several different characters. At this point, everybody knows I'm Lyra, I'm Falcon, I'm Bia, I'm Buck. Everybody kind of knows at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So my all-time favorite match, I'm going to start with Lyra because she's, like, the easiest. So actually, it was actually pretty recently, and I know a lot of people are probably going to hate this and probably going to be like, what the hell? Like, is that really a favorite match? So this was actually at this year's Beach Bowl with Ryan Padel.
That was really good.
You guys had a hell of a match.
I enjoyed that.
Dude, I fucking loved it. Like, literally, like, me and Ryan, we've always gone back and forth, and we know each other like the back of our hands. Like, but I'm kind of like that with more people, with everybody, of her. It's like, she does her shit like clockwork, man. She
mm-hmm.
knows her craft.
Yeah. And she's been here a minute, too, so, you know, she's seen a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, she's seen a lot. She's definitely, like, I came in knowing her on a different avatar, and, like, I'm still like that middle ground, that I'm not old, like old school, but I still kind of like I kind of learn from everybody. So I do have another match where I think Alex knows this one, where Bia taking on Little Miss Piggy, what's the nuts.
Barbie Wumpkins.
That is the fastest I've ever wrestled. We did 50 moves, no, 100 moves in less than in that whole freaking time span of 15 minutes.
On the mid card.
On the mid card. Me and Barbie said, fuck it, we're just going all out. But yeah, anyway, those are my favorite ones. I figured I'd like to share that story.
I was really interested to see what you were going to pick because, I mean, you could literally throw a rock in a lake of your matches and watch it skip across great ones to the other side. Like,
I'm going to tell you right now, with Lyra, I had so many fucking great matches. So many.
The match that you just had with Tracy was off the chain. Like, I'd put that up there too.
Like, that's just me just picking one. I've had many, many matches, and they're hard. They're hard to. It literally was hard to actually figure out which one was good. I've had matches with Tracy, which are freaking amazing. I had matches with Maxine, which are amazing. Matches with Kat. Matches with freaking, oh my god. It's just too many account, man. But yeah, anyway, I'll catch you guys later. I'm going to just listen to the rest of the show.
Oh, appreciate
right,
you.
Man.
Thank you for weighing in.
Hey, no problem. Peace out.
That was the one and only Birdie, a.k.a. Lyra Phoenix, a.k.a. Bia Bennett, Hammer's favorite, a.k.a. Buck, a.k.a. CEO and owner of Team Wildfire, weighing in on his favorite matches.
And he's had a lot of great ones, so.
Yeah, I was not kidding. You can literally take a lake of his matches and skip a rock across 5-star matches to the other fucking side.
Yeah, for sure. It helps that, you know, he's got Team Wildfire. He's the mastermind behind so many moves that people use. So many that it's insane. Like, he could go out there and just build a match.
there have been more than one occasion working with him where he was just like, by the way, I got this animation. Here you go. And he just gives it to me. Like, what? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for feeding me, Mama Bird. Like, what? Appreciate you.
Speaking of.
Just dropping it.
You know, it's pretty dope. But Morgan Jones Animations, a partner, a friend of Team Wildfire, is actually teaming up with us, Guerrilla Position Radio. As soon as this show ends, we will be going live. The first 10 people to get there, to get to a Morgan Jones vendor, the first 10 people out there in the metaverse of SL Wrestling, you will be able to pick up for free, thanks to our show, a one-handed spine buster. So if you like to do big man things similar to a Bobby Lashley, this is your chance. This is your opportunity to go out there and do big man things to people.
Absolutely free, zero cost, brought to you by Guerrilla Position Radio for the first 10 people at a Morgan Jones vendor. And those will be going live in about, what, 30 minutes at the end of the show?
Yep, about 30 minutes.
All right, sick. So you can start camping at the Team Wildfire main store in Amber Bay right now, I guess.
I mean, that's
just TP over. just TP over now.
Yeah, definitely want to get there. Like I said, there's only 10. So.
And once they're gone, they're gone.
Good luck.
They are gone.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
All right. Not me logging on to my viewer right now. Not me logging on to my viewer right now. What am I going to do with a one-armed spine buster, though? Really? What am I going to do with a one-armed spine buster? I don't need any of it.
I got one for you. Dream matches. Who are some people you haven't faced that you want to?
Outside of you. I got you. Outside of you, Hammer. Especially after you talking all that fucking shit. I mentioned before the cards were lined up for me to stand across from Baza Winlow. I would have liked to have done that. Unfortunately, real life got in the way of me being able to. So that didn't materialize. There's actually a lot of people from VWE that I haven't got a chance to work with yet that I was supposed to that fell through. Morgan, James Gray, I really want to work with. Actually, even from Premiere, I wouldn't mind working with SMF. I saw SMF work Drewski at Josh Poffo's Firefight charity show. That was really cool. I'd love to work with him. In terms of, I don't even mind like intergender. I would really like to work with Viola. That would be really cool. Big fan of her work. I guess I can. I'm just like putting out a best of list. I guess I want to work with everybody. Just put me front and center. I'll be seated in the smoking section. I want all the smoke. Just jack my lungs up. Let's go. Line them up. I want to work with everyone this year. We'll start the world tour. Starting and ending with me with a W. How about that? But no, those are some names that just pop off directly. This Sunday, actually, at 4 o'clock, I get to cross a name off the list when I'm not even going to be wrestling Avarice Ascom. I'm going to be fighting Avarice. It's going to be a fight. And the fight is actually going to be an unsanctioned lights out fight. So violence is all but guaranteed. Very excited for that. So that's the beauty of being in so many different federations. I say so many different federations. It's two. It's Valiant and RWA. RWA and Valiant. And it allows you to have those doors and avenues open to you to where you can kind of like pick and choose who you want to work with, especially people that have been around for a long time. So Drake Edwards, probably I would get in there as well. I'd love to work Drake. I think those are all the names that jump out at me immediately. I know if I would look at my DMs or at my Discord, I'd probably be getting yelled at, like, are you serious? You forgot about me? Also, intergender, I'd love to work with Tracy Stallings. Tracy and I have kind of, I don't want to say, like, grown up together in the business, but she started her second run in SL Wrestling around the time I started my run. We were both kind of new in September and October of last year, and kind of dug in and started swinging together, like started just throwing caution to the wind and getting after it. And she's had great success. I've had great success. So getting the opportunity to work with them would be great. That pretty much runs down my list. Hopefully I can make all that stuff happen in the next year or so. One of the cool things that happened in 2020, which apparently didn't happen that often, was there's a lot of crossover shows that happened outside of like charity shows. Like I did Parker Hooley, which was super cool. Very honored to be a part of that card, especially representing for the furry side. That meant a lot to me. And the VWE Open Challenge, which I would think it would happen again. It almost has to happen again.
I believe so. And I hope so, because
I hope so too.
I would really get punched in the face.
It was a big success last time. It was. We maxed out a sim in a week's notice. It was sick. I can't wait to do it again. I don't even know who I'd want. I guess I kind of have to work with you.
Yeah, we keep on missing each other.
It's not even keep on missing each other. Let me tell the story about how the Beach Brawl Open Challenge thing went out. The information of the Beach Brawl Open Challenge, I knew it went live when I got 7 IMs from people in VWE all within 5 minutes of each other. I say 7, but it was legitimately like 3 or 4. I won't name like everybody, but Cody Hooley was the one who got to me first. And I'm like, yeah, man, I would love to work with you. That'd be awesome. Like, we'll get this whole entire angle pulled up where it's going to be like CM Punk. Like, I'm going to beat you for the world title and I'll make everybody believe it. And Hammer missed me by like, no joke. Hammer missed me by like 4 minutes, like 3 or 4 minutes. I'm like, bro, I just told Cody I would work with him. I felt like the popular girl at school and all the boys were asking me out. But yeah, we got to do it this time. If it happens again, I'd be down. And I guess now it's on record, so I'd be open to it. So yeah, those are the type of events that allow those types of dream matches to happen. What would not including me, because we all know that I'm number one on the list. I'm number one on everyone's list. Everyone knows this. You know this. I know this. Everyone knows it. What would you say? Would be some of your dream matches or dream assignments? Who would you like to work with outside of your own fed?
I've been able to knock out a lot of the people outside of VWE that I would want to. Outside of you, I really, 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 really wish I could, like, partner up on something with Shango.
Furry Hammer.
Yes. Dude is as new as he is, like the presence he's got when he's on the mic is absurd. So
he commands attention for sure. Even when he's not on the mic and he's in the ring, like there's like that cliche that you hear, like every time that he comes out and you look at him, you want to look at him a little bit longer. And every time he talks, you want to listen to him like a little bit longer. He's kind of got that vibe about him. He's super cool. We're super lucky to have him.
Yeah. Other than that, Ray, I was supposed to actually face Ray and it fell through. Real life game. Real life popped up and I wasn't able to be there for the show. So I missed out on being able to face Ray. So very much would like to fix that and get in the ring with him one time.
Yeah, Ray's good. He's very, very, very good. He started around the same time I did. He's only been doing this for about a year as well. He's super cool, though. He's very, very good. Super nice guy, too. Very big team player. He's doing great things with us, and he's doing great things over at UFW. I'm very happy for him.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome seeing him have the success that he's having right now. Definitely well-deserved.
Surprised you haven't heard from him yet. He'll probably be our next caller.
Oh yeah, for sure. One second, we've got another caller. Let's see who this one is.
Is it Ray?
Hello.
Hello, how we doing?
Oh, hello.
Doing all right. How's it going?
It's going good. I'm sure you recognize who this is.
Yep, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know, this is the referee extraordinaire, Fozzie Bethany.
Yeah, I'm just calling in and I just want to weigh in. I had an absolute pleasure working the Alex Cody match. That was probably one of the best ones I've ever had a chance to work.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, of course, Hammer, you're always a great guy to work with.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. So I just want to call in and, go ahead and, air that in. And, I've seen what's going, what goes into some of these matches. And, of course, Hammer's helped me out quite a damn bit with that, especially keeping me calm. But I hope to, I want to say this, I hope that one time I'll get a chance to work with you again, Alex.
I'm sure it'll happen sooner rather than later. You never know. It is a wild and crazy, turbulent time. If there ever was a forbidden door in SL Wrestling, it's kind of cracked right now. I think it's getting ready to get blown wide open again. So I think it'll happen sooner rather than later.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. And I, for one, would love to see an open challenge happen.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, hey, you all have a good night, and I will catch you later.
All right. Take care, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, bye.
All right. And we also have another one, so we're going to get this caller in, see what they've got to say. How's it going?
Going good. You know who it is.
Oh.
Cameron, what's up?
It's Cameron Jordison, the world's Second Life's most handsome referee.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Why are you going to do Morgan like that?
What you mean?
You know what I mean. You know what you did last time. I mean, you kind of fucked him up last time, for facing GW. Why you got to do it? Why you got to do him like that?
I told everybody, like, what? 2 weeks ago now, the Morgan Jones show is canceled. He wanted to fight. He called me out. He said, oh, you said it's on site. Let's go. I would not be a man of my word if I did not lay him out. He is the one who said, you said this, so let's do it. If I didn't do it, then everybody would have called. All kinds of stuff. So I don't see how I'm wrong. I'm just being a man of my word.
Okay, fair enough. Alex, any comment on that?
I mean, if you're going to say it's on site, I mean, it's on site. I mean, I can't really dispute that. I mean, you can't go halfway on that.
Also, Alex,
doing my best.
Alex, I was going to ask, you know, I was there. What was it like putting Eugene Henry Woodsman in the trash on Valiant?
Vindicating.
You know, Woodsman's got real dumb hair, so I advocate bad things happening to the Woodsman. He's small with bad hair and an even worse attitude, so his misfortunes make me smile.
Henry, if you're listening, show up, buddy.
The question is, even put stuff inside of the trash can, could Woodsman even see over the lip? I'm willing to bet not.
All right. So, yeah, also, prime time is tomorrow, so hope y'all, would you be showing up there, maybe? Did you work here?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Are you be there? All right.
Yeah, well, that's what we get to show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be doing at the show, nobody knows, but I'll be there.
All right. And, one more thing before I go. You are facing Avarice Askham this Sunday, correct?
Yeah, in a unsanctioned lights-out fight.
So I was going to ask you, if you could comment on how you feel about that match.
It's kind of hard to think about because up until now, I've existed in this space as a professional wrestler. You're engaging, it's violent. And it's as close as you can get to a fight without it being like a street fight, right? Like there's a referee and the referee's job is to make sure that you get protected. Like when you can't defend yourself anymore, the referee's job is to step in, be it with a three count or if you tap out, like the referee's there to stop the fight. In an unsanctioned lights out match, that luxury doesn't exist anymore. And that is a dangerous aspect. And you're talking to a guy that leaps off of 25-foot buildings and barricades for fun. So that appeals to me. And it makes me nervous and it makes me scared and it makes all the hairs in the back of my neck stand up and it makes my skin turn into little goose pimples and I don't know what I'm going to do, and I like it. It excites me.
But you do realize that Avarice Askham will do anything to him. He ran over the Woods Henry.
Yeah, I realize that, and I hope he doesn't realize that I'll do the same. It's going to be very exciting.
Yeah. Probably one of the most violent matches you've ever been to be in, bud.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. And also, we'll plug this right quick. Next week, WWE's Halloween Horror, is it? Hammer? Anyway, Hammer, you there, bud? Go.
Hammer had to take care of some real-life stuff.
All right.
He went to step away, but I will go ahead and ask him, what's the question about Halloween Horror?
I'm just plugging it straight quick, because that's next week, next Friday. And with that is the Chamber match, which is going to, in itself, Knight should be facing five other men in a demonic construction. In a very, very violent
construction. Unforgiving is the first adjective that comes to mind.
Unforgiving is correct. And I'm, like, I'm going to say do not miss it. It's going to be violent, brutal, and I'm honestly worried for Knight, because this is something he, you know? Because you have Cody Hoolies in there.
Kind of lose me a bit, Cam.
Oh, like I said, the Chamber next week, I can't remember who's confirmed for that. I know Michael Carson recently beat Maxwell for it. Or spot. Hello?
You're breaking up a little bit. Michael Carson, I believe, is in.
Yes.
Cody Hooley, I think, is another.
Yep.
I was kind of hoping Maxwell would be in, but didn't pan out well for him.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
actually, going back to the topic of dream matches, that's another dude that I would want to eventually work with.
Maxwell?
Yeah, I'd like to work with Maxwell Ryan. He's been having a pretty amazing resurgence since coming back to the hobby and to the community. And I think just the contrast and styles between him and myself would be really fun to watch. So that's another name I'd add there. I'd add Maxwell Ryan.
I know, just be careful. He'll try to fuck you up, bud.
Bro, my entire life is waking up and turning on my phone to see a list of people on Twitter trying to fuck me up. That's what comes with the territory of being world champion.
Mm-hmm. It's just, I think you'd be literally be your biggest competitor ever.
He would be the biggest competition that I've ever faced, maybe. I would like to put him side by side with Ezra Caskett. I would like to actually, that's one I want to see. I want to see Ezra Caskett and Maxwell Ryan.
Oh, the Battle of the Giants. Hell yeah, let's
Battle
go.
The Giants. Let's go, boys. I want to see Ezra Caskett face Maxwell Ryan.
That would be good.
Book it for the open challenge. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Big meaty men slapping meat.
Big meaty men slapping meat. Oh, man.
Also, Xavier Woods won the King of the Ring. Let's go.
Let's go. I called that, too. I didn't call it, but I thought I would like
the magic word.
Big, meaty men slapping meat. While you were gone, I added another name to my dream match list when Cam and I were talking about it. I would like to work with Maxwell. I think the contrast in styles between Maxwell Ryan and myself would be really dope. I would really like to have the opportunity to do that sometime in 2022. I'd like to make that happen. He's a good dude, too.
And one more thing. This is not a real-life thing. Katsuyori Shibata's coming back to the ring.
Really?
Yeah, he had a UWF rules match at the last G1 climax.
The
finals with Zack Sabre Jr.
Speaking of G1, what's going on with Ibushi's injury?
He fucked his elbow up.
So is he out? Is he done now?
Yeah, he's done right now. Yeah, he legit injured his elbow. We broke it.
Well, we'll talk about that later, Cam. But thanks for calling in, bud.
All right. Take care,
bud.
Yeah. Okay. Take care, bye.
Alright. Let's see who... I just disconnected one of the callers. If you're listening, I apologize. Please call
way to go.
Cam.
To be clear...
Right when I went to disconnect from Cam, he disconnected himself.
Whoever
so,
that was, if you want to direct your hatred, you can find the Perfect Avenue at Bad Mamahama on Twitter. You can throw all of your negative energy there. It's at badmamahama on twitter.com.
But we do have one other caller, so we're going to get this one on and not disconnect it. And there we go. Hey, how's it going? Hello?
You keep the white rose on hold.
I love this guy. I would never disrespectfully keep
Nightmare, Hammer, as much as I respect you, I have a couple words for Nightmare, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's do this.
You talk about all this dream matches you want and that you're excited for this fight. When 3 days, it's the end of the line for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've pissed me off.
Good.
Far too long.
And it's just starting,
you
stuck
your fucking neck into Apex territory, and Sunday at Macabre, I sever it.
I stuck my neck into Apex territory. Buddy, you interrupted a wedding. You were going to interrupt a wedding.
3 days, Nightmare. That's it.
Did he disconnect? Is he gone?
To the point. Yeah. I'll go.
Well, I guess you're welcome for having a platform to promote yourself, fucking douchebag. I honestly cannot believe him. What a tool.
Oh, I love that guy.
Dude, are you serious? He's coming in here trying to disrespect me in the middle of our show, and you're going to be on his side? Are you kidding me, too? For real?
What? Hey. Game recognizes game, man.
Game recognizes game. I'm here as your co-host, and you're on his side? Really? Jesus Christ.
I am a neutral party.
You're a neutral party? You just said that you like that guy. How is that neutral?
I like you, too.
Yeah, not as much as him, obviously. Fuck.
I'm doing a show with you.
Fucking. Tune in on fucking Sunday to see what happens to that fucking prick.
We do have another caller, though. Let's get this guy on. See what they've got to say. Can you hear us?
Hello, yes, I can hear you. Hi.
I was wondering when we were
going
to get Ray.
How's it going?
Yeah, I called in, I was waiting, and then I got disconnected, and I'm like, what's going on? And I had to call back.
Yeah, that was on me. Previous caller disconnected right as I went to disconnect them, and so, like, their name popped off, and it just bumped you up on the list.
I see. So, did I miss the special announcement?
Yeah.
You did, but you still have time.
Yeah, you do. When this show goes off in about 6 minutes, Morgan Jones is releasing free of charge to the first 10 people to get there a one-handed spine buster a la Bobby Lashley.
Oh, where do I go?
Any Morgan Jones vendor in world. Yeah. So you can go to the main Team Wildfire store at Amber Bay. I'm sure there's probably people camping out there right now. And the second the clock strikes, I guess it would be 7 o'clock SLT, first 10 copies of the one-armed spinebuster will go live. And once they're gone, they're gone. Again, that will be absolutely free of charge, brought to you by me and your boy Hammer here at Gorilla Position Radio, brought to you by Morgan Jones Animations. So definitely get there and get there quick. You got about 5 minutes left to collect one of those 10 copies.
Cool. Now, next thing. You were talking about what was the subject of this show before it goes gone?
Did you really think we're talking about favorite matches and dream matches?
Oh, favorite matches and dream matches?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's see here. Favorite matches and dream matches. Am I able to weigh in on that real quick?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Let's see here. Favorite matches. Well, let's see. A lot of my favorite matches have definitely been, like, within the confines of, like, just kind of like throughout my first year in SL wrestling, a lot of my favorite matches have come from like two very specific people. me versus Charlie Covfefe is definitely like one of those matches I enjoy hearing or seeing and doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That and my match with Knight during Wounded Warrior, that was a very fun match to do.
Yeah, Knight's awesome. He's got a really good mind for this stuff.
Yeah. Dream matches, let's see. Still want to face you, Hammer. Haven't forgot about you.
That's definitely happening.
What?
I said that's definitely happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely need a Ray versus Hammer. And I definitely want to face Cody Hooley in the future as well.
Yeah,
and
Cody's one I haven't gotten a feud with yet, but he's definitely on my list.
And one other person. I'm trying to think of two other people that are very high on my list. I would say like a Ray versus. Oh, actually, you know, I wouldn't mind going one-on-one against you again, Alex. That would be fun.
We have to.
Everybody wants to.
Yeah, we definitely have to. Well, more so because of a little thing between me and Alex. I kind of got to get a win over him. I haven't gotten a win yet, so I got to try at least.
You need to set your alarm clock a little. You're gonna have to set your alarm clock a little earlier and get in the gym a little earlier if you're going to stand a chance.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely gonna try, man. I mean, I am in the gym pretty much a lot of the time, so. And you know what? Thinking about it real quick. Another person I would like to face is Morgan Jones. I definitely want to face Morgan.
I unfortunately have killed Morgan, so there is no Morgan for you to face anymore. I apologize for this unfortunate news, but Morgan Jones is dead, so.
Morgan Jones is dead? What do you mean Morgan Jones is dead?
Tuesday. Gone forever.
Oh.
Very tragic.
Oh, right. I didn't see prime time. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, if that's what happened, then damn.
Yeah, he called me. What happened on site? No, it was on site.
All right. I guess I'll just press F to pay my respects right now. Pressing F in the chat.
F.
Poor guy. Never saw it coming.
Never saw it coming.
Never saw it coming.
But with that, we are at the end of our time, so we are going to wrap this up.
Okay.
Yeah. Just looked at the time. Sorry about that. We're going to wrap this up, but before we go, since you're here, Ray, why don't you give these fine people all the different ways on social they can get in touch with you?
Oh, in touch with me? All right, well, if you want to get in touch with me, my main Twitter is @SurfSplee, or if you want to follow the agent, Agent Ray from UFW, you've got me at Agent Ray UFW. And if you want to follow my author persona over at Valiant Wrestling, just go on to Twitter at JReynoldsVW for Johnny Reynolds. And that's me.
That was really good. Did you practice that?
No, I didn't.
That was really good. You're waiting to get those plugs off. That was really good. You do better plugs than I do.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm going to let you end your show, and I gotta get a spine buster before it's gone.
Yeah, definitely get those spine busters. Thanks for calling in, Ray.
Yep, yep.
Alex, my friend, why don't you give the people yours?
You can follow me at AJNightmare on Twitter.com. You can catch me Wednesday nights at 6 p.m. at the Crown Eagle Center for Valiant Wrestling Flashpoint, and on Sundays at 4 p.m. at the Ramshack for RWA Rewired. Definitely check us out this Sunday for RWA. We're having a super show. It is RWA Macabre. I'll be facing on Averse Ascom, Averse Asshat, Averse Asshole, leader of the Playtex Order. In a unsanctioned lights out match, it's going to be guaranteed violence, and I'm going to put that motherfucker on a t-shirt. I'm not kidding. I'm going to put him on a fucking t-shirt. All right, go ahead, Hammer. Tell them where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on the Twitter at badmamahammer. No ERs. We don't do the ER around here. Just the A's.
We hit a hard ER here.
Right. Exactly. Other than that, you can find me at VWE on Tuesdays and Fridays, 6 p.m. SLT. Sundays, 2 p.m. SLT. Doing my thing, you know, getting in that ring. Big meaty man slapping meat. Mean thing. just being an all-around great guy that I am.
Upstanding gentleman. All right, folks, definitely enjoy the Halloween festivities. Be safe if you're going out to any Halloween gatherings. Be smart and be excellent to each other. Take care of one another. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
All right. Take care. Stay classy, folks. Stay crying.